Welcome back to Jacked In. AM 1150 time is 5:51. Time once again to talk a little social. Scott Davis is on the line with me right now. He joins me each and every week at this time talking about what's going on in the world of social media. Scott, how you doing?
Not too bad, and not too bad at all. I think last week is when he sort of said, can we talk about politics?
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad I'm not on TV or anything like that, because I rolled my eyes in the back of my head. I pulled my crazy face. It's just one of those things that I'm not big on. So it's like, but I say that, and it was the first thing that really got me blogging.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of this time last year that I wrote a blogging spot about it. It was because the local elections were on,
okay.
And there was one spot available to go on to council. And I sort of blogged and said it just amazed me that more candidates weren't using social media to its full potential, or most of them weren't even using it at all. And so that caused a whole bunch of retorts back from various people. So that was kind of good. So it kind of did get, you know, me into the political field a little bit. And it was funny as well, because somebody replied back to me today to say, I believe that social and politics talk should be reduced to 140 character sound bites anyway. It seems that Twitter makes perfect sense for it. I kind of feel the same way. Man, if you can keep politics to 140 characters, it's all good for me.
Sounds perfect. Love it.
You know, the old school, I mean, old school and go back to this. Hyde Park in England, I'm British, and that's why I speak funny, and nobody can probably understand me on the radio. There's Speaker's Corner. And there's actually one in Canada. I looked it up as well.
Yeah.
And it's in Regina, and it's located on the north shore of Wiscana Lake. And I looked that up on Wikipedia, so I did go online. And it serves as a constant reminder of the notion of free speech, an assembly and a tribute that Saskatchewan people have upheld their heritage since 1966. So there's a Speaker Corner in various places. And I'm just going, that was the one time, this isn't social media kind of thing, but this is the one time that people always did have the ability to stand up there and say what they wanted to, you know? And there was no media, there was no clipping of this, clipping of that, or putting into different words. You could go and listen to somebody speak. And last week, we went to New School. RPM took questions on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's what you'd fired across to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what do I have to say about that? And it's just like, well, what did he do? He fielded about 100 questions that came by Google. Google collected all of the questions. There's about 1,800 written and video submissions. And then those were hand-pitched to him by a moderator.
Right.
So it wasn't exactly live in your face, you know, reaction like some of the other YouTube or streaming stuff that's done.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the first time that, you know, you see, you know, somebody like Harper trying to approach his public via social media.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting, because there was something very cool when I heard about it. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I never would have expected Stephen Harper to be, you know, taking these questions and streaming live on YouTube. And then, as you mentioned, later we find out, well, the questions weren't really live. And of course, they were vetted by, you know, his the people that surround him. But still, you know, he took that step.
No, I think, and I think that everybody's enjoying that step. I think it is definitely a step in the right direction. I think I asked a few people, and they all thought that that was a very, very good thing. You know, it did arrive a little later on YouTube than expected.
Yeah.
So as well, perhaps it was edited this time, etc. You know, so there's a few little things that, you know, a little bit of controversy behind that. All good. I did have to have a laugh, though. I mean, he's definitely not competing as well as, say, the popularity against Twilight Eclipse new trailer, you know? Not quite grabbing the same YouTube spectatorship as some of the other stuff going on.
And
there.
Like, and like,
it was a start.
And like Cat on Piano or something random like that.
Baby burping, that kind of stuff, yeah. But, you know, he's up there. So it was funny. I found a little cartoon. I kind of clipped that across to you. You can't see
yeah,
that
I like
on air,
it.
Obviously. But it sort of said, you know, will it get to the point where people will defeat another person, you know, by their Facebook friendship, you know, or their Twitter friends? Will that be the final voting point?
Well, yeah. And it is obviously not politically, but in social, you know, there was the whole, you know, whether it was Stephen Harper. What was it? The anti-prorogation Facebook fan page had more fans than all three of the fans for the or all of the fans for the three major political parties in Canada. I mean, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. But when we're talking about engaging the youth vote, here's one of the ways.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, and that's what we're going to be talking about, is engaging, you know, engaging the vote, I suppose. But it still comes to the same situation as paid advertising and newspaper advertising. Will it come down to the person who has the deep pockets? Will it be the candidate who has, you know, the most money, who can go on out there and pay for a lot more Google advertising, a lot more pay per click advertising? Can they do fancy, slick video clips to put onto YouTube? You know, will there be stuff on up there that's not, you know, totally by the candidacy, you know, that kind of stuff? There's all those questions as mm-hmm. well. So there's two sides of this. Are we able to be seeing lots of stuff that hasn't been sort of totally taken care of by the media? Will we see stuff that is, you know, not quite true? Will we be able to totally believe it, which is the one standpoint of looking at it? Or does it open back to the speaker's corner, free speech? Is this the one time that we aren't seeing the media, the big guys, getting behold of it and taking, you know, little snippets of something that you said, re-editing it, putting it in something else, and maybe twisting the stories?
There's never re-edit. We never, ever.
Yeah. I'm not talking to a news host or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. But no,
I know. Recording this and playing this back again later.
Oh, totally. But no, I know what you mean, and taking it out of context and stuff. And I mean, locally, we have the example. We have a small example. We have Kevin Craig, who was voted to council, and he spent very little money, and he had a very social media kind of viral campaign, and he is right there. I mean, I ask him questions on Twitter all the time. He responds. He's very transparent about the things that are going on. Interesting. So he didn't necessarily spend as much money, but what you're saying is, if mainstream politicians get into this, eventually it could be yet another realm that is all about money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, it could. Hopefully it won't, and hopefully it will stay true. And I think right now that's what social media is giving us, is a much more true open forum. And I think that that's really good. But, you know, fingers crossed, and it doesn't will get polluted in that particular way. It was kind of funny as well. I think that you'd had a conversation with Kevin Craig, who actually, you know, we do know got into council, and a lot of it was down to his social media platform, is that he was talking about that he might not be able to do jury duty.
Yes.
Because of sort of being on council. And he fired across perhaps people like yourselves, you know, radio hosts. Maybe they should be excused from jury duty as well, because do we know too much these days?
Yeah.
And I was thinking that as well. Does that transfer over to bloggers? You know, people are getting more and more information quicker than probably anybody knows about it.
Yeah. And I mean, and again, we've talked about it before. Creating a bit of a conundrum in the newsroom, because, you know, in news, it's always been double check, triple check your sources. Certain places are sources, certain places are not. Well, now is Twitter a source? Like, you know, and I guess it depends on where it's coming from on Twitter, but how about a Twitter blogger? I mean, where, you know, it's something that we're going to have to just deal with and move towards. And I guess we'll find a way to work around it. Unfortunately, we're flat out of time. I'm sorry.
You have a great evening. Good week.
You too. All right. Scott Davis. You can find him here each and every week on Jacked In. And when I don't run too long in previous segments, so that we can get all of his information in. You can follow him on Twitter. You can follow him at Scott P. Davis, or you can also follow him at Culture Active. CultureActive.com is also his website.